guys, it's Eric RPG, and I'm back with another review, and this time it's The Medium. I played this for the Xbox One and Series XS, since it's optimized for that. So if you're one of the lucky few that actually has one, you can enjoy a performance that is enhanced. And this is Bloober Team's latest game, and it's something akin to like a Silent Hill type of game, because you're going in between two different realities, and there are in fact sections where you will see yourself in one reality and another, because you can interact with one to the other, and use that to solve puzzles. There's absolutely no combat on like Silent Hill, though. Although there are a few scenes where you have to avoid being detected, and you don't have access to the full range of powers that you do. I mean, there is some kind of combat sections, but the game is very linear. While there are several areas within a place to go, it's mostly on rails. So going off the beaten path is really just for looking for different logs and collectibles. Now, one thing that would have made this game a lot more interesting for, and easier for trophy hunters and achievement hunters, is the ability to go back to a specific point in the game and just reload a segment up. But you can't do that here, which is kind of annoying. You can only reload up to the last 10 autosaves that you had queued up from, because it constantly switches your slots, I guess, each time it does an autosave. So, if you're going through the achievement, you have to be really careful about what you do when you do it, and how far you're going to advance the main plot line, which kind of sucks because the game doesn't really signpost when the next plot point happens. By either putting my marker down or just giving you like heads up there's a point of no return. Usually when you get through a segment, you can't go back. So keep that in mind. The game is fairly enjoyable, and the voice acting is pretty decent. One of the things that bothered me about the game is its conclusion, and its treatment of people with mental illness is kind of off, because there's a whole lot of what you deserve to have bad things happen to you just because you did bad things because you were in a bad state of mind. I don't care if you had disability or not. That's not great. So, if you can overlook that, you might have a more enjoyable experience, but I'm someone who wasn't. But despite the fact that I enjoyed the game, I am going to have to give it a lower score because of that. And I'm going to have to give it a 7 out of 10. But that's all I really have to say about this game. I mean, without spoiling too much, but the basic plot structure is, I gave the score to a game so much earlier, but back to the plot. You're playing as a psychic person with psychic powers, and her foster father, who had raised her over several years, had died, and she has to attend their funeral, and she gets a call from a mysterious stranger who knows something about her past and asks her to come to this place called Anua, and it's an abandoned research facility / daycare center, and her family fun center, I guess it was building itself up to be some kind of community, but something went horribly wrong and shut down like years ago. But that's where all the creepy stuff happens, and it's called The Medium because you can switch between those different planes and help people who have passed on move on to the other side, or at least that's what the main character believes. As you get on, you learn further that this is maybe not quite the case. But really say about plot, but, so like I said, it was fun, the plot was interesting, except for those small points. But you could also play this game on the PS5 or PC. And I don't know what those versions are like in terms of how they stack up performatively to the Xbox Series X version I played. But with that, I'll see you guys later. Next time. Bye-bye.